is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Thursdays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by Tom Rosenbach and his team at Bean Carter. They're one of America's top accounting and business firms. They're based in West Michigan, but service the entire state and coast to coast. You can find out more at beancarter.com. They can help your business now. That's beancarter.com. Thursdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by Bean Carter.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for The Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, The Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It's hour number three on the only show willing to tell like it is. We're all about huge opinions, big name guests. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer inside this hour. More conversation on tonight's NBA draft. The Pistons with the overall number one first pick. Adrian Wojnarowski from ESPN, their NBA insider, reporting that the Pistons have settled on Cade Cunningham out of Oklahoma State as their overall number one pick. Unless they're wowed by an offer they couldn't refuse. Huge question of the day. Your thoughts on Cade Cunningham? Is it the right pick? 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Also, a lot of news out there off of what we talked about with Mark Yule from the Michigan High School Athletic Association yesterday. White House now saying that all federal personnel and visitors to federal buildings will have to mask up again. President Biden, who last week said in a town hall meeting, if you get the vaccination, you won't get COVID. He now says some fully vaccinated people will still test positive and some will show some symptoms of COVID-19. That's expected with almost every vaccine there is. And the White House indicates they're open to returning to lockdowns. Wow. Isn't it interesting, the timing right before school? Now, if you're going backwards, which, based on the last couple of days, it looks like, what will be the impact on sports and the crowds? Well, you have to wear a mask to Spartan Stadium, to Michigan Stadium. Well, you have to start wearing masks at baseball games again. And what's interesting is that all these announcements don't come with any medical science or data connected to them. I find it ludicrous that any politician can be the point person to tell us, oh yeah, you could get sick, it could be here, you'd still, no. And Dr. Fauci flipping every other week, the president flipping from last week to this week. I don't understand it. Well, I do understand it. The politics of the pandemic has created a distrust by most of America in any information you get. And don't blame it on misinformation on Facebook and Twitter, which is policed and controlled by Facebook and Twitter to slant to one side. I'm wondering now the impact on sports that you'll see. I mean, if you're going down that path right now with the CDC and now the White House stepping in the next day and they're talking about masking up again or they're open to lockdowns, is it just fear and panic being preached by politicians? Where's the medical science and data attached to this that says, hey, here's why we're doing it? Because what's interesting when I look at the last update from Kent County, which is where we're based, 657,000 people, from 2 days ago, zero fatalities and 24 cases. And the hospital dashboards are not overrun. But the theater you get, Facebook, Twitter, television, is the White House opened the lockdowns. Mask up now in federal buildings. CDC saying K through 12 mask up. Even if you're vaccinated now, if you're exposed to somebody who has COVID-19, today they announce that you should go get tested or isolate. So the question is, why in the hell did we get the vaccines? Oh, well, now we're not sure if they're going to work. Now you might need something oral that Pfizer's putting together or a booster. On the flip side, they're telling people to go get vaccinated, and most are going to say, why should I get vaccinated right now if I still have to isolate? Well, it's going to save you from getting really sick. Okay, well, if it's going to save me from getting really sick, then why do I have to wear the mask? This will affect sports and crowds. It's coming. It's another wave, not another wave of the virus. It's another wave of the pandemic politics. And it will affect sports. And for our White House to say they're open to lockdowns again, well, good luck with enforcing them. And good luck in getting the American people to stand behind you, or the sports fans to say, what, I got to wear a mask now to go watch Michigan or Michigan State? They haven't gone there yet, but we're only, what is it today? Is it the 29th today? Yeah. It's crazy, man. And it will hit sports. It already is. You're getting Ian Rappaport reporting what's the percentage of players vaccinated on the Arizona Cardinals. Why do we need to know that? Do we come in contact with them? Why do I need to have an NFL reporter telling me the percentage of a team is good? Well, it's good that they're all vaccinated. Oh my God. I saw a story about the Carolina Panthers may practice against the least vaccinated team, the Indianapolis Colts. That's crazy talk. Come on. And it quickly came upon, oh, it's a Delta variant. Can you show me some medical science and data? Now, that's thrown out the window now. 1 week, our president will say, if you get vaccinated, you won't get COVID. The next week, oh, yeah, you can get sick. You can still get it. Okay. So here we go through the sports world and the daily lives, and they're open to lockdowns again. Oh, my God. Now, they haven't planned any. It's amazing. It really is. Something that's amazing, the Twitter feed of Ant Wright. He knows hoops, and he knows football, and it's just a great Twitter feed. Follow him on Twitter. Anybody who's on that platform, he's standing by the Meyer guest line. Welcome back, my friend. Ant?
How's it going?
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, you know, I can't call it. Just chilling. Big day today. NBA draft. Probably one of my favorite days of content where there's no basketball really, but like NBA draft and Selection Sunday are two of my favorite basketball days.
So, Cade Cunningham, Wojnarowski reported, it's not a big surprise that the Pistons have settled on taking Cade Cunningham at number one, unless there's some crazy offer they couldn't refuse between now and the draft. From what you've seen of Cade Cunningham, how would you break down his game, and how will he impact the Pistons in the NBA?
He's a good player, man. You're talking about someone who can possibly be a generational player, a franchise player. You're talking 6'8", 220. And I've seen arguments on Twitter and Facebook and people saying how he's 6'8", 220, so he'll be a wing. That's just not the case. If you watch basketball, you'll see that guys like Luka Doncic, guys like Paul George, players who can score at all three levels, guys who are bigger guards, and they also play big. You know, Cade is 6'8 with the 7'1 wingspan, which should help him defensively. You're talking about someone who can change the entire trajectory of a franchise, and Pistons fans deserve this. It's going to be interesting to see now how they kind of build the team around him, because he's a good scorer, high IQ player. He gets his players involved. Like I said, a bigger player. Don't worry about Killian Hayes. If Killian Hayes is going to be that guy, he's going to be that guy. But you can't really pass up on Cade Cunningham when he's sitting right there for you.
So off your projection, and being a former player yourself, and looking at Cunningham and what he has around him, too, it's not going to be like the Pistons are a 10-win NBA team and there's no one on the roster. You have the potential now. Hayes at the one. You'll have Cunningham could be a 1/2. You have Bay. You have Stewart. You have Grant. That's a pretty darn good starting five from where the Pistons were less than a year ago.
They're not bad. They'll be okay. I can see them competing for a play-in spot, whether they are battling for that 9 or 10 seed in the East. But I wouldn't mind them if they fall to 12 or 13 and they have a competitive year, because I think the 2022 draft is going to be amazing. And if they can lock down a top 10 pick in that draft, you're going to look at the Pistons really making strides to become a really good team in about 2 years. So I see them competing next year, but I wouldn't be completely upset if they fall still 12, 13 seed and they really start to make moves in the 2022-23 season.
Am Wright, follow him on Twitter, ANTWRIGHT. Fantastic feed and really has some great insight when it comes to hoops and sports. Franz Wagner, you know, at the end of the year, NCAA tournament, he didn't look like a lottery pick, top 10 pick, and most, if not all, now have Wagner in the top 10 of tonight's NBA draft. Your thoughts on his transition from Ann Arbor to the NBA?
Honestly, like, I disagree. I thought he played very well during the NCAA tournament. Maybe not well offensively, but if you look at the guys who he had to guard, Jamie Hawkes, Scotty Barnes, right? Jamie Hawkes comes in as one of UCLA's leading scorers. He held him to 4 points. Scotty Barnes is looking like he's going to be a lock at a top 7 pick this draft. He held Scotty Barnes to like 3 for 11. So, like, his defense was very consistent all year long. You're talking about someone who had the best defensive box minus in the Big Ten in the last 12 years. Ridiculous defender, very, very good. Everything else is going to come. He's still 19 years old, 6'10", probably has a 7'4" wingspan. I think his best days are definitely ahead of him. I can see him going as high as number 7. I don't think he gets past the Kings. So you're looking at a mid-late lottery type of selection today, and it is well deserved.
Yeah, both ends of the floor, and a great point, Ann, about his defense, and sometimes that's overlooked when people just look at a box score or what somebody scored in a game. I recommend following Ant Wright on Twitter. He knows hoops, especially with the draft tonight. I'm sure he'll be breaking it down. My man, I know you're busy with the little guy. Thanks for your time here on the Huge Show across Michigan.
Hey, I could always talk Livers and Shondi Brown and Aaron Henry if you want.
Oh, hold on. We'll hit that before you go. Is that I didn't see Brown on the mock drafts I was looking at CBS. I did see Livers going second round, like around 55, and Henry, I think it was around 50. It seems to be the right spots for those two. Brown might be a sleeper into the second round.
I think Aaron Henry could go late first round, wow, early second. I think Livers may go mid late second round. Depends on who's available, and I think Shondi will go late second or or undrafted, but I think someone picks up Shondy right away because he's a Jay Crowder type of guy, a glue guy. He's not going to be a franchise guy, but he's going to be able to go on a winning team right away and give them some defense, shooting, and toughness.
Good stuff. It will be interesting tonight. Second round will have a lot of Michigan flavor in the first round from, I think, one with Cunningham, and like you said, upwards of seven as high for Wagner. Ant, you have a great night with the family. We'll talk soon.
Yes, sir. Thanks, you. Have a good one, man.
Yeah, Ant Wright. His Twitter feed's awesome. Antwright. Am I correct on that? Yeah. I'm correct, Superfly. Thank you. Earlier, Scoop Jackson, ESPNChicago.com, NBA insider, joined us. We began our conversation talking about Jay Billis, ESPN College Hoops insider, who said Cade Cunningham was the most complete player he's ever seen going into a draft. Scoop Jackson, ESPNChicago.com, Hoops insider, he's standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, my man, how you doing? I'm sitting here shaking my head because I hadn't... And I love Jay Billis. I hadn't heard that. I guess premature magic.
Well, no, he said the best.
Whatever.
He said the most, not the best. He said the most complete player out of college. So that would be kind of like my comparison to a 5-tool baseball player, right? Where you power, arm, hit, run, throw. So I'm thinking with magic, okay, the most complete. Yeah, it would be best passer, the best big point guard probably basketball's ever seen. I don't know if his jumper became better later in his career, but his ability.
Yeah, but what about man? I mean, when do we start like using the intangibles? Like, you know, will to win, ability to take
a
team, all the stuff that really makes, you know, players like Magic, you know, when you start looking at the flaws and the mechanics of his jump shot and all this, that, and the other. It's those other things that, to me, start to supersede that, and we start talking about complete. And it's always – complete always goes down to either stats or physicality, and it doesn't go down to how a player thinks. You know, what's in a player's, you know, heart? What's a player's drive? You know, his ability to get better. That's the one thing that's always missed out. Well, all right, this is where this kid is now, but do you see the possibility in this kid growing? Or are we catching this kid? This is it. Like, what we're getting is we're going to get the same player in 5 years. Well, what about that intent? It always interests me when I hear people talk about, like, you know, the completeness of a player and never include all those intangibles. I think are just as important.
And those intangibles, I think, only come out during that one-on-one meeting when the team, like reportedly the Pistons went to New York to see Cade one final time, maybe just to make sure, or they met with him in New York to make sure he's their guy. Because if I went off of what I've seen in college basketball this year and what I've seen from the bigger names, those first four I just mentioned with Cunningham, Green, Mobley, and Suggs, if I went on intangibles, I probably would go with Jalen Suggs out of Gonzaga first.
All day.
Right?
All day. I said that last time on your show. I'm like, that's who I would go with. Because of those things. I mean, you're getting everything else, but you're getting those intangibles. And you don't need to see, once again, bringing the Magic Johnson, you didn't need to see any one-on-one with Magic Johnson to know those intangibles. He showed you that in Michigan State, man.
Well, that's right. When the Pistons brought in Cunningham, reportedly, Jalen Green and Mobley, and I watch USC, and Evan Mobley never stuck out like a guy that could change an NBA game. Green was off the radar because I think what he'd do, he went overseas or he just took the year off, so he was preparing for the draft. Cunningham, what worries me, the one pulse when you talk about that intangible, when I watched him at the end of the season, and again, he had a lot of minutes, took a lot of shots, you know, a lot of fouls. I'm not making excuses, but he didn't look motivated. He looked like he was checking out for the NBA before Oklahoma State season ended.
Dude, you are preaching to the choir and the front office. You feel the exact way I did. I do feel it this day, but I understand at this point, if you're the Pistons, you can't not pick him.
I agree.
You have to.
6'8".
Yeah, it's better to make a mistake on him than make a mistake on somebody else, because making a mistake on somebody else will haunt you forever with your fan base.
Yeah, because Suggs isn't the household name. I know he had a great tournament run with Gonzaga. And I just, there's something pulsing with me that with the right team, Suggs might end up being a better NBA player. But the one thing I will say with Cade, being the overall number one pick and the Pistons lucking out and getting him, it's not like they're a complete dog roster where he's going to have to do everything.
Right, exactly, exactly. You know, Grant is going to help out a lot, you know, so especially after having an Olympic stint, you know, and hopefully they'll win and he'll come back with a greater sense of, you know, pride in what he's able to do because he was on the team that won, you know, a gold medal. Hopefully that will come back into play, you know, and you know, let's see what, you know, Dwayne Casey does with his coaching staff, you know, and how they continue to build up from a player development standpoint. But, you know, I don't think it's all going to be on his shoulders like it has been some other rookies that have been top picks where they have to, like, carry a squad. And to your point, you know, we've seen recently rookies who have had that responsibility placed on them, and they basically flourished. We've seen what John Moran has done in Memphis. We've seen what Luka Doncic has done in Dallas. We've seen why am I missing somebody? We've seen what Trae Young has been able to do in Atlanta, you know, where they came in as high draft picks and rookies, but they knew when they came in, it was all going to be put on their shoulders. I don't think Cade has to worry about that right now because of what has already been in place. And especially for y'all got 3 draft picks last year. So, you know, even though they're still panning themselves out, it's still not all on him the way it is with the other ones that, you know, I just mentioned. But I say that to say, I don't see him having the ability to do what we watched Ja do, what we watched Luka do, we watch Trae do. I see that in Jalen Suggs, though. Like, if you stick him in there and he's a rookie, like, okay, I can carry this. I see that in him. And there was a lot more pressure, even though he had other players around him, there was a lot more pressure for him to continue and play big in big games because of the target that was on Gonzaga last year than there was at Cade at Oklahoma State.
It'll be interesting because I personally, and this, again, I'm very happy being a statewide show in Michigan that the Pistons, and I loved what they did, and I love Troy Weaver and Casey, and they got all the right pieces and put Beeline in as a special assistant to work on shooting drills and dribbling and, you know, work with the team, and they're just doing all the right things moving forward. But I don't see, you know, it, compared to drafts past, if I can use that, phrase. I don't see the immediate game changer in this entire first round where somebody, and there will be someone who will splash and will average 18 a game and is a rookie and surprise us, and I hope it's Cade Cunningham, but based on what the Pistons have right now and that they do have the overall number one pick, and I totally agree with you, there's a side of me that says go with Suggs, but you have to take Cade and a 6'8 point guard who can create his own shot, who can go off the dribble, you know. You're going to hope that he becomes a Luka-like player.
Yeah. Or the fact that he doesn't have a problem putting up shots will generate offense. And that's the one thing that Detroit really needs is some guy that really is not afraid to kind of balance off what Grant is doing down there and what he has to carry offensively that has got somewhat of an early green light where the focus on him is, yes, we want you to play the complete game. We want you to do some ball handling. We want you to do some distribution. We want you to play a little bit of defense. We want you to, you know, get down low, get some rebound and start the break and, you know, possibly run the team from a point position. But more than anything, we need you to score, you know. And I think if he's shown a little bit of that. If he has a pitcher to carry that offensive mindset over through 82 games, you know, over the course of maybe 3 seasons, that can benefit them well. My problem with that is that I see, and I don't want to say this the wrong way, I see a bit of the same attitude, and I think I said it on your show last time, in him that I saw in Ben Simmons when he was coming out of LSU. And that's that I got this whole thing figured out. You know, it's a little bit of arrogance. I don't want to put that on Cade. I don't want to call it arrogance. With Ben Simmons, I think it was coming out the gate. There was a certain arrogance that he had, knowing he was a unique talent. And he didn't have to get any better because in his mind, he had it all figured out. And making him the number one pick, you know, putting him in the Philadelphia uniform, basically selling him so early, you know, kind of cemented that attitude where I don't have to change. Where you might see a change now that he's hitting rock bottom, But I would hate to see that happen to Cade Cunningham coming in there. But I feel that he has that same attitude coming in. That's what scares me more than him becoming, you know, the next Luka and you know, being able to carry a team like that, what we spoke of. I'm more afraid of his attitude and what I picked up on in watching him play college basketball. And just the little things, not necessarily what he did on the court, but the lackadaisical sometimes play where he just disappeared and like you said earlier, I already have my eyes on something else. That showing up at times while he's still in college is what I saw in Ben Simmons, and that's what bothers me more than anything. Hopefully it's not true, but I'm just basing it on what I assess in watching him and why I look at other players and seeing that they don't have that. And that's an intangible that becomes important to me.
Scoop Jackson, ESPNChicago.com, NBA insider, talking about tonight's draft. Cade Cunningham reports, no surprise, have him going number one to the Pistons. Also, Scoop wrote a story, I'm glad Iran didn't have anybody over 5'11 in that game against Team USA. That was a beautiful story, Scoop. I didn't know they had a team.
I'll put a bow tie on this real quick. Your local guy out of Detroit, I think he summed it up. Windsor, the writer.
Yes.
For the Free Press, right. I read his piece the other day, and it basically said the Pistons just need that dude. You know, and I think that's the thing. I think we can talk and dissect this all we want to, but the Pistons just need that dude.
Amen.
And it's a matter of who's that dude in this draft, and can Cade Cunningham be that dude? And I'm, like you, hoping he is that dude. Because if he is that dude, everything can build around him.
Amen.
You know, I have my reservations. You have your reservations. There are others that have their reservations. But at this point, because of all the talk about what he's able to do, he doesn't even have to be that dude for them. You can't not pick him and expect him to not be that dude. Because, like I said, it's better for him not to be that dude for you and then become that dude for somebody else. And then it'll take you all a decade to live that down.
Yeah, if he hits, it could be a quick. And you're not going to supplant the Bucks as long as G and the crew are there, but Pistons could become a top five team in the next couple of years if Cunningham is an NBA All-Star. Scoop Jackson, ESPNChicago.com. He's an All-Star in the media, joining us on the Meyer Guest Line, talking about tonight's draft. Scoop, always appreciate the conversation, my friend.
I always appreciate it, man. We'll talk afterwards.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, we'll talk tomorrow. We'll get his thoughts on the draft.
From Grand Rapids to Detroit, this show is huge.
In the 10.
This is Matt Shepard for BetMGM. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbook. Use the promo code SHEPBET100 to receive free bets when you sign up now. New customer offers paid in free bets. Just download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use the promo code SHEPBET100 for free bets.
The Tigers are back home tonight, ready to welcome Baltimore for a four-game series and then the AL Eastern Division leading Red Sox. Detroit lost its way on the road for a period of time, but they've won 9 straight at Comerica Park and are an impressive 28-22 in their home park this year. Bear with them if it takes them some time to get going on the 7-game homestand. Wednesday's finale in Minnesota lasted over 4 hours, featured 31 runs, 31 hits, 401 pitches, and saw the Twins belt 7 home runs. The Tigers scored a season-high 17 runs, first time they've scored that many runs without the benefit of a homer since 1961. They will brag about their third straight winning month and are climbing in the division, continuing to give Tigers fans hope.
Huge here for my good friend Tom Rosenbach. Now, he's a managing partner at Bean Garter. They are one of America's leading tax, accounting, audit, and business service companies. Now, they're based in downtown Grand Rapids on the west side of the state. They service all of West Michigan, all of Michigan, and coast to coast. And Bean Garter has been strengthening local and statewide and national businesses since 1949. How? They talk to you about your business's ambition. positions. They share the responsibility of achieving those goals, and Bean Carter will over-deliver. They'll give you options. They act with integrity, and they keep their word. That's the Bean Carter approach, and that's how Bean Carter has earned the trust of the business community for almost 70 years. So grow with Bean Carter. Find out more at BeanCarter.com. That is BeanCarter.com.
Home air quality has always been important, but these days even more so. So make sure the air in your home is healthy by calling your local Rheem dealer for our healthy home analysis. You can trust the experts at Rheem, keeping your home and family safe and comfortable for more than 100 years. We service all makes and models and meet or exceed all air quality inspection standards. Visit Rheem.com to find your local air quality experts and ask about the healthy home analysis. Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer as we broadcast from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store Studios. For the one close to you, go to myautovaluestore.com. Busy afternoon in the world of sports. Reports are the Padres were close to a deal for Max Scherzer from the Nats. And the Lakers and Wizards are engaged on a trade that would send Russell Westbrook to the Lakers. They're close. No deal is imminent. McKen Rosenthal was the one talking about Padres and Scherzers. Other teams are jumping in. Because I said, my Lord, if they get Max Scherzer, San Diego wins the World Series. NBA draft is tonight. Pistons are on the clock. Overall number one pick. Reports say they will go with Cade Cunningham. That wouldn't be a major surprise. Keith Langlois, Pistons.com, NBA Insider, standing by the Meyer guest line. And a big day for the Pistons franchise.
Yeah, first time in 51 years they've had the number one pick, and only the third number one pick they've had in franchise history. So, yeah, safe to say big day for the franchise, and a really, you know, good opportunity to add a high-impact player to an already pretty solid young core.
Keith Langlois, Pistons.com, joining us talking about the pick tonight. I think the Cade Cunningham drama is gone. The question is now, what else will Troy Weaver do with those three second-round picks? As Rod Beard said earlier, could he try and move back into the first round?
Yeah, I think there's a slight chance. I'm skeptical that combining 37, 42, and 52 gets you back into the first round. The only thing I'd say about that is there's, I think from 25 or 26 down to 30, you're looking at teams that have, that obviously are had good records last year, that intend to be, you know, in the hunt for the NBA title next year, and obviously have high payrolls. And part of the appeal of trading out of the first round, if you're trying to save money, every penny counts. And I don't mean save money so that they don't have to spend as much, but save money so that they have more cap space. And first-round picks come with a guaranteed contract, that stays on your – it's on your cap unless you don't have the pick. So it's possible that one of those teams is going to be looking to get out of the first round, and maybe they'll be a candidate to do it. And if that's the case, I can see it happening. Otherwise, I would generally be skeptical of 37, 42, and 52 getting you back in the first round.
Keith Langlois, you can follow everythingpistons.com or everythingpistons at pistons.com in tonight's first and second round of the NBA draft. Cade Cunningham, reports say, and expected to go number one. Keith, thanks for the update. Hey, can we try and get you on the show tomorrow to look back at what the Pistons did in rounds one and two?
Yeah, it should work. We're expecting a press conference at some point, to be determined, but I should be available. Just let me know when you need me.
Yeah, sounds good, Keith. Thank you so much. Enjoy the draft tonight.
Thanks, Bill. Anytime.
All right, Superfly Hayes will be in touch with Keith when I'm booking the show now live on air, because you forgot to ask him. Yeah, you're going to blame me? Okay. All right. Hey, Myron Malachi is out of West Michigan. He's the president of XFC MMA, top five in the world. And he's bringing Michigan fighters and fighters, some of the best mixed martial arts fighters in the world, to West Michigan, XFC MMA 45, 1 week from tomorrow night at the Deltaplex Arena in Grand Rapids. We'll talk to Myron next.
Everything huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
New BetMGM customers can turn $1 into $100 when they bet on any Detroit Tigers game. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. Sign up for the BetMGM app using ShepBet100, and you bet $1 on any Tigers game, you'll get $100 in free bets, even if your wager is a strikeout. That's the kind of teammate BetMGM is. Discover their innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com. And use ShepBet100 to get $100 when you bet $1 on any Tigers game this season, regardless of the outcome of your wager. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks and an official gaming partner of the Detroit Tigers. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge cheer for my good friends at the Tullymore Golf Resort. Now, they're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, which is less than an hour north of Grand Rapids. So I know along the Huge Radio Network, we have a lot of people that live within driving distance to get an 18 in at Tullymore or St. Ives, maybe 36 in one day. Or if you want to do an overnight, weekend, or week stay and play package, you can book that tee time or book that stay and play package right now at TullymoreGolf.com. That is TullymoreGolf.com. They have everything you need, great food, the beverages, the accommodations, from a twosome to maybe a big business or wedding party getting up there to celebrate. And speaking of weddings, they do receptions, they do business events, outings, and more. Everything you need is at TullymoreGolf.com. They're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, less than an hour north of Grand Rapids.
Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan, 19 radio stations strong. For the one close to you, go to thehugeshow.net. Superfly Hayes, one of the best in the business, the executive producer. I did mention earlier to start the broadcast that we're proud to partner with XFC 45 and Young Guns 3 MMA, some of the best fighters in the world, and a lot of fighters and people connected to Michigan will be at the Deltaplex Arena, northwest side of GR, 1 week from tomorrow night. Tickets available on the Deltaplex website in the box office. Myron Malachi is the president of XFC, Extreme Fighting Championships. He's a West Michigan guy. He joins us on the Huge Show across Michigan. How you doing, Myron?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
All right, for somebody listening right now, when it comes to MMA fighting, let's talk about the XFC and what you guys bring to the table.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think everyone's familiar with MMA by now. It's become mainstream, but what really separates XFC is our business model. We have the grassroots strategy of the tryouts, where we do tryouts all over the world, trying to find that next generation of champions, world-class talent. Our first level is the Young Guns, which are the rising stars. They may be a little raw, but, you know, we're excited to get them inside the hexagon, and it's more of a development league, which no one else has in our line of work. The next level would be the XFC tournament, which is the most vicious tournament in the world. It's just absolutely wild. Some of the greatest talent you'll see in combat sports competing inside the hexagon. And, of course, our highest level is the Super Fight Series, and that's more recognizable names or kids that have made it through the tournament. And that's the goal of all the young guns, is to get to that Super Fight Series.
Friday night, August 6th, 1 week from tomorrow night, Delta Plex Arena, west side of GR. I mentioned it will be XFC 45 and Young Guns 3. Tickets available, like I said, Delta Plex website, the Delta Plex box office. I also have the quick link info on Fight Night at Huge Show on Twitter, the Huge Show on Facebook. And Myron, I've told everybody, you're a West Michigan guy. There's a ton of West Michigan and Michigan connections to what's happening a week from tomorrow night at the Delta Plex Arena.
There are. You know, we're fortunate. Michigan's really developed a great reputation in building some great fighters in MMA. And we're just extremely happy to present Darren Cruikshank, the Detroit superstar, is going to be the main event. Bobby Nasty Nash is going to be on the card, as well as Brett Big Dog Martin. Then a lot of young fighters, probably one of the biggest rising stars in the sport, Austin Bashy, will be on the main card at XFC 45. We have so many other fighters, Chad Decker, Reese Kelly, Jagger Jagaru, Jesse Robertson, Tyler House, Devin Dan. These are all kids that Michigan fans have followed for years, and now they're going to be on the big stage.
Yeah, looking at some of those XFC young guns who will be fighting, Darnell White from Detroit, John Croak from Flint, Devin Dan from Greenville, Jagger Jenneroo from Kent City, Jesse Robertson from Detroit, Reese Kelly from Detroit, Tyler House from Grand Rapids on the XFC Young Guns card, Chad Decker from Grass Lake. You mentioned Karan Walker from Detroit, currently living out in Hawaii, Idris Perry from Battle Creek, Bashy from West Bloomfield, Bobby Nasty Nash from St. Clair Shores on the east side of the state, a former MSU wrestler, Brett Big Dog Martin is from the metropolis known as Hesperia here in West Michigan, and Detroit superstar Darren Cruikshank is out of the Motor City, and Myron, like I mentioned, he lives here on the west side of the state. Matt Frendo, XFC director of Young Guns, also with Michigan Connection. So the homecoming night is set 1 week from tomorrow night at the Delta Plex Arena, northwest side of GR. And there's Michigan connections from all over the state. Tickets available at the Delta Plex box office, their website. And I have that quick link at Huge Show on Twitter, the Huge Show on Facebook. Now, this isn't just about a Michigan XFC event. You bring in fighters from all around the world.
We do. XFC is an international, just a global entity that we have fighters throughout Latin America, Europe, Asia. We have fighters coming from all over the place. Canadians will be on the card. Brazilians are on the card. But this is just something. This one is real special to me, Bill. Being right here in West Michigan, we wanted to make sure that we gave all these kids that have worked their ass off training, getting ready in Michigan. You know, why bring them out to Mexico or down to Brazil? Let's put them right in front of their friends and family.
That will be awesome. 1 week from tomorrow night, Friday night, August 6th, will be Fight Night, XFC, Extreme Fighting Championships. Some of the best MMA fighters in the world at the Delta Plex Arena in Grand Rapids. And also, I'm intrigued by the XFC Young Guns, where they're building the brand and fighters for the future. And XFC broadcast can be seen on Fox Sports, Fox Deportes, FS2, HBO, XFC TV, reaching over 740 million households worldwide. They are one of the best shows when it comes to MMA and fights in the world. They will be in West Michigan 1 week from tomorrow night. And Myron is the president, and he's led this rebranding, regrowth, the pandemic, taking time off. Myron, proud of West Michigan. I think Delta Plex Arena will be rocking a week from tomorrow night, my friend.
Well, we're looking forward to it, and I'd also like to invite the fans out on Thursday night, the XFC Fight Experience for the fans. We're going to have the live weigh-ins and the press conference. Doors are open, free. Come on out, cheer on your Michigan fighters, and have a great time at the Fan Experience on Thursday night. The doors open at 6:30.
Yeah, the XFC Fan Experience, Thursday night, August 5th. fighter meeting, XFC weigh-ins, open to the public. Press conference, everything starting at 6:30 p.m. That will be on Thursday night, August 5th at the Delta Plex Arena. And then XFC 45 and Young Guns 3 will be at the Delta Plex on Friday night, August 6th. Event starts at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30. And like I mentioned, tickets available at the Delta Plex Arena box office, Delta Plex website. And I have those quick links at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, The Huge Show and the Michigan Sports Network. Proud to partner with Myron and his team, XFC 45 and Young Guns 3. Myron, we'll talk next week. Looking forward to everything.
Thanks so much. We're all a big fan of The Huge Show, and really appreciate you having us on, Bill.
All right, Myron Malachy, president of the XFC. West Michigan guy bringing Michigan fighters and worldwide fighters a week from tomorrow night at the Delta Plex Arena in GR.
Big, bad, huge.